Jesus' arrival on earth is good news to the world. But I would bet my bottom dollar, if I was a betting man, that there's a few of you here this evening who are asking, well, why is this such good news? What is such great news about this baby being born 2 millennia ago? What's that got to do with me? And we're going to spend just 10 minutes now just having a look at answering that question just by considering the words of the angel, where the angel said to the shepherds, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. A saviour. Now, in the early hours of Monday morning, I was lying in bed, about 1:30 in the morning, in fact, because I had a presentation to do to a group of head teachers down in South Paris, and I was mulling over what I was going to be saying, and I just couldn't get to sleep. And then I was lying in my bed and heard this piercing screaming. It was clear that someone was in really great distress, so I threw my clothes on, ran down the road, and it was coming from the sound of the river just by the Catholic Church, and ran down towards the river, and when I got there, the scene that met my eyes on early hours of Monday morning, I couldn't believe it. There was a young teenage girl in the river, which was very, very high, gushing torrents coming either side of her, and she was pushed up against the pillar of the bridge in the actual river at the bottom, up to her shoulders in the water. If she had leaned a little bit to the right, there is no doubt she'd have been swept away. If she had leaned a little bit to the left, there is no doubt she would have been swept away, because the force of the torrent was so fierce. When I was there, there was just 3 other people there. There was a policeman and 2 police women. Anyway, she was clearly in desperate need of being rescued. She knew it, and everybody else knew it. It was really quite heart in your mouth kind of moment. Anyway, this policeman, I don't know who he is, I don't know if you're here this evening, but either way, extremely courageously tied a rope around his waist, okay? And he said, hold this. Don't let go. So I thought, so I wrapped it around this tree, holding on to this rope, and there was this policewoman who was standing on the bank, also holding the rope. And the policeman, at risk of his own life, just dived in. This happens, true story. He dived across the river, swept down the river. And this policewoman, who must have been built like Arnold Schwarzenegger, single-handedly just pulled him in. I was standing there with this limp bit of rope, not really doing anything, not taking up any of the strain. He tried 3 times, each time without success. So he was very courageous, but ultimately every attempt failed to rescue the girl until these firemen turned up. And they were up on the bridge up above, and they threw down a rope with a foam thing on it. And then one of them, with this loving voice that was very full of authority, just said, put the block under your arm, hold on tight, and we'll pull you across. So this girl, desperate to be rescued, put the block under her arm, held on for dear life. And then there was this heart again, near mouth moment, when she launched off into the torrent. And you knew that if she let go of that rope, well, she'd be off down the river. In fact, I so thought that was going to happen, because she did start getting swept down the river, that I threw my wallet and phone. I was ready to dive in. But it'd been absolutely no use. I'm a rubbish swimmer. But there I was, standing on the bank, and then they took up the strain. These firemen just pulled her across, and she, like a skimming stone, just across the torrent, came to the side. And I didn't even help with pulling her out. The policeman did that as well. In fact, I was worse than a spare part. I used up some of their time as they were looking for my lost wallet. So basically, my contribution was negligible. Now, how does that story in any way help us understand what happened when 2,000 odd years ago, this little child who had been promised for centuries, who had been awaited for years and years and years, arrived on this world? Well, very, very briefly, 4 things. First one, you need also to be rescued. Did you know that? You need to be rescued. Just like that little girl in the river, are you aware that you need to be saved by Jesus? Have you woken up to that fact, or are you thinking, how on earth do I need to be saved? Dan, what are you talking about? Well, if you want a test, just listen to this. Jesus gave a wonderful test to see whether or not you're someone who does need saving. He gave the test when he was asked, what is the greatest commandment in the Word of God? And this is what he said. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Now, if you are someone who has loved God, the creator of this universe, the author of life, if you have loved him in that way, then you may well not need saving. Now, if there is anybody who every passing moment of their lives has loved this amazing creator with that kind of devotion, then please stand up now. We have all failed. Without a shadow of a doubt, all of us are guilty of not loving God in the way in which he's commanded. He is worthy of our love, but we have failed to love him. Well, of lots of other things, but not God who made us and gave us life. So we need to be rescued from the punishment that deserves. You know, just as it would be a disgrace for a child to ignore every command of their loving parents who are devoted to them, just as it would be shameful for them to ignore them in their own home, so it is a shameful thing for you and me to ignore God in the world that he has created. And that's what we've done. So we need saving. You need saving. That is a truth from the punishment that our sins deserve. Now, secondly, though, for Jesus to rescue you, took amazing courage beyond compare. It was impressive on Monday, early hours of Monday morning, for me to look out and see this policeman diving across this freezing river. I was absolutely, he was a hugely courageous man. But it is absolutely the wonder of all wonders that Jesus Christ should willingly and lovingly march to the cross for you. And that is what he did. That is the extent of his love for you. That is how much this little baby who we remember his arrival on earth this time of year, that is how devoted he is to saving you, that he would march to the cross of Calvary and take upon himself the punishment that your sins deserve. And that is breathtaking. That is breathtaking courage. That is breathtaking love. And that is the love that he has for you. Thirdly, you need to listen to the loving command of God. We all do. People don't like being told what to do. I'm a teacher, I should know better than most. Even if it's for their good, people don't like being told what to do. You know, revise for your exams, children. It will help you get good grades and get a good career. I remember one child saying, whatever. That's what he did. What were they thinking? As if I'm against them in giving this command. You know, commands are far more important than that, though. You know, put the block under your arm. Hold on tight and we'll pull you across. That is a far more important command. That's a life-saving command. But do you know what? There is a command that is even greater than that, that makes even that loving command pale into insignificance by comparison. And that is the command that we find in God's word. And this is what you are commanded, and I am commanded. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. It's not an invitation. It's not a bit of guidance to help you get through life. It is a loving command of a God who is devoted to you and wants you to know him, and who cares enormously for you. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Now, to disobey that command would be insanity. Why would we dig our heels in against such a loving command? Come to Jesus, believe in him, and experience his life-giving love, his wondrous forgiveness, the joy of knowing God as your Father in heaven. And finally, last but not least, when you trust in Jesus, the outcome is never in doubt. You know, it may have been true that there was a time when the girl's rescue that I described earlier on, that happened on Monday morning, may have just been hanging by a thread. It appeared at one point. We're all gulping. We all held our breath. You could sense the atmosphere on that riverbank. Everyone thinking, is she going to be able to hold on or isn't she? And she was able to. She was pulled to safety. But it was touch and go. Really and truly touch and go. But you know, when Jesus has got hold of you, when he has you in his loving arms, when you have come to him for forgiveness and you've come to know him as your saviour, then there's no touch and go about it. Your being saved is absolutely sure. It is completely certain. You know, he is the architect of creation. He is the author of life itself. He's the one who weaved together your DNA. He is the one who flung the stars into space. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is God made man. You know, it's no surprise when you find out who Jesus is, that you find that he could defy the laws of gravity by walking on water. He created the laws of gravity. This little baby would grow up to just give a word of command and the blind would see, the deaf would hear, the mute would speak. Hardly surprising. He created the eyes. He created the ears. He created the voice box. It's little wonder that he could do these things. He could raise the dead to life. There is nothing impossible for God. And this is the one who, when you come to trust in him, when you come to believe in him, when you rest all your hopes in him alone, he is the one who guarantees, who underwrites your salvation. He saves and you are forever saved. He gives life eternal. So it's no surprise that there are people who are in this room now who at some point in their lives can look back and say, there was a time when I didn't know him, but now I do, and I am filled with joy. I know joy that is unspeakable because I know the one who made me and who has given me life and who has washed away all my sins. So make this a Christmas to remember. That is my plea to you all this evening. Wake up to the truth that you are in need of rescuing. You are in need of Jesus to save you. Avoid being swept away. Listen to the loving command to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and guaranteed you will be saved.